For the month of September, we're bringing you stories of workers across Indiana about what they do and how they find meaning in their jobs. This week, Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks profiles Dexter Lofton, a friction welder at Manufacturing Technology Incorporated in South Bend. Dexter started working there through a prison reentry program.
We do pistons. We do things for the airline industry. We do things for NASA. Man, I'm doing some great things here, and I'm moving some big parts, and I'm working on some very big machines. I'm working on the world's largest friction welder. It's beautiful. It's good. It's a good feeling. It's a whole bunch of machines making a whole bunch of loud noise. If you could tolerate hearing a loud noise, it makes a beautiful sound. It's a good noise because it's putting the pieces to a puzzle, and in the end, it makes a beautiful thing.
On my shift, we weld about 500 to 550 of these. Seeing the finished product of what it becomes and what it's going to and the trucks is going on, it's pretty cool. It's a pretty neat thing to do.
It's an amazing feeling to know that you took part in something that's going up in the air into the atmosphere that you help basically put in circulation. Like, no one will probably know, hey, that guy over there, Dexter Lofton, did this. But hey, Dexter Lofton know he did that. They might not give me a plaque or say, hey, that's the guy. But hey, I love doing my job. I love it.
They gave me a shot and opportunity, and hey, I'm running with it.
The things I learned just at the reentry center, just how to be patient, be humble, just stay focused. Keep that motivation and drive that you have within you burning, and just stay on the path, and just, hey, the doors will open for you.
It was a tool, like this right here. It was a tool. It helped me get back where I needed to be at.
When I finally did a job set up myself and accomplished it, that was definitely a proud moment for me. I came in early in the morning, and he's my general manager right now. He hands me the blueprint, and he says we need to set this machine up. But I've never done it by myself. I was a little nervous, and I wanted to prove myself. But I was more nervous, and I set it up. And that was my first moment where I was like, I can do this. I have a son and a daughter. My son's 22, and my daughter's 21. They're hard working. They're still young kids at heart, still growing up, but hey, they got that work ethic in them, so I'm proud of them. That's my world, my family. The American dream to me is being successful, owning a home, you know, your family's well taken care of, financially stable. I measure success by the happiness of my family. I don't need all the millions in the world. I don't need to be the billionaire. I don't need to be none of that. The simple things in life is really the American dream to me. So yeah, I have an excellent life.